Thanks.
Woo! Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real-life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It is straight up 12 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, because I'm going to talk, even though I can't hear myself in the headphones, which is a little strange. Trying again. I really can't hear my voice in the headphones, so I'm not sure whether you can hear me, but I'm going to keep talking. We heard a couple of live cuts there. That was Suzanne Vega with Rock in This Pocket. And before that, we heard Emmylou Harris and Going Back to Harlan. Also, a live cut from Holly Near and Ronnie Gilbert, Women's Medley. And you did hear the theme of this radio show in that medley. Something about the women, of course. Sydney Lucas and Beth Malone from Fun Home, which is closing on Broadway this weekend, sadly. But that's a spectacular show, and it's going to be going on a national tour, so if you have the opportunity to see it, you should. And that was Ring of Keys, and we started out with Jill Sobule and I Kissed a Girl. So we are going to have a six-pack at noon, and I'm hoping and trusting that at least the music is going to go out, if my voice is not. and these are women's supergroups. So these are artists in their own right who got together and made wonderful music together, and we're going to hear six of those songs, and I'll be back at the end to tell you what you've been listening to.
I am hunger, and you are a passion, baby. I am silence, and you're the Tower of Babel, baby. I will listen. Why you singing my soul to sleep? I am motion, and you're the rolling ocean, baby. I am moonlight, and you're the mist down on the water. I will follow. Why you singing my soul to sleep? Passion, baby, I am silence, and you're the Tower of Babel, baby. I will listen while you're singing my soul to sleep. I am motion, and you're the rolling ocean, baby. I am moonlight, and you're the mist down on the water. I will follow while you're singing my soul to sleep. While you're singing my soul to sleep. While you're singing my soul to sleep. Thank you.
Hope you're having fun tonight, Bob. We love you. I'd like to introduce three brilliant young women making a great contribution to this generation of music. Great songwriter performers. Please make welcome Sean Colvin, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and Roseanne Cash.
Fear's dark thunder.
drag me under. Thou art with me. Though I've been traded in like a souvenir in love's sanctuary, thou art with me. Through the doubter's gloom and the cynic's sneer, thou art with me. In the crowded rooms of a mind unclear, thou art with me.
But the only way we can really do the song is if we have two sensitive New Age guys to help sing the song. Are there two men in the audience who would volunteer to come up here? We'll teach you how to do the song. My boss, Rick Moshka! We need one more.
Get the guy who fell asleep.
Help! The guy who fell asleep! Yeah! Get out of here! Go!
Okay.
So don't be afraid. Get right on top of the mic. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask the questions. All of you are going to answer together with Harold and Rick leading you in this. Okay? So just try to pretend that I'm a New Age preacher and this is a New Age church. And maybe they'll be like New Age evangelical sisters. This could be the male bonding experience of the night you men have been looking for. Then again, maybe not. To talk about their feelings.
New Age guys.
Who's into crystals, into healing.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who like to dress like Richard Simmons.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who are hard to tell from women.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who like to cry at weddings. Think boxing is upsetting. Who taped Twin Peaks on their VCRs. Who's got baby on board stickers on their cars. Go. Ooh. Everybody do that. Ooh. Everybody stop. Whose last names are hyphenated.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who love Three Men and a Baby, a movie I hated.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Consciousness is constantly raising.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Yet whose tax-free income is amazing.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who thinks that red meat is disgusting. Who's into UFOs, channeling, then dusting. Who believes us when we say we've got premenstrual syndrome. Who doesn't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom. Lots of guys don't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom. Guys not in
into brutal, violent contact sports. Why, let's ask these guys here. Excuse me, Rick, do you know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom?
No.
Honesty, I like that in a sensitive man. Harold, do you know?
Yes, Seattle Seahawks.
The Seattle Seahawks! Harold! He was very honest. He's quite macho, too. Don't let that suit fool you! Girls, I know what I'm talking about. He looks like a man with a job. I like him. Music that's repetitious.
Sensitive new age guys.
Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive new age guys.
Who's concerned about your orgasm?
Sensitive new age guys.
Men have ever sung that line on stage. And we are here to witness it. Hallelujah. Even though a lot of guys think it's more important that the men have them. Who carries the baby on his back? Who thinks Shirley MacLaine is on the inside track? Who always sings on sing-alongs, even when they can't stand stupid sing-along songs? You know, even this, in this very supportive, codependent atmosphere, I could still tell a lot of men here tonight did not like this song. But a lot of you did sing along because it was a sing-along and you didn't want to hurt my feelings. Because you know what that's like. Because your feelings have been hurt so many times because you are so damn sensitive. Yes, you are, but we love you anyway because you're sensitive. Big finish. New age guys. Harold and Rick! Let's hear it for them!
Thank you.
as deep can be, but not as deep as the love I made. I know not how I sink or swim. I can't cross over, and neither I have wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two.
That was Indigo Girls, Jewel, and Sarah McLachlan with The Water Is Wide. And that is a six-pack of women supergroups. And before that, we heard the original Four Bitchin' Babes. That was Megan McDonough, Christine Lavin on lead, Patty Larkin, and Sally Fingerette. And that was Sensitive New Age Guys. Four Bitchin' Babes came back in several incarnations, but that was the original. We heard Red Horse, and Red Horse is a group comprised of Lucy Kaplansky, John Gorka, and Eliza Gilkison. So that is Eliza Gilkison's song, Sanctuary, on which Lucy Kaplansky sings the lead, Sanctuary, from Red Horse. And then Johnny Cash introduced them, but I will now. Mary Chapin Carpenter, Roseanne Cash, and Sean Colvin, You Ain't Going Nowhere. And we started, woo, two more. Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. That was Atomic Number from their CD, Case Lang Veers. They've been touring in support of that. They did a show up in Lowell a couple of weeks ago. Really, really wonderful, wonderful, wonderful supergroup. And we started out with another live cut that was Voices on the Verge. That was Hunger. And Voices on the Verge was a group featuring Rose Polanzani, Aaron McEwen, Jess Klein, and Beth Amsel. So I was inspired to play this six-pack by seeing a cut on the PBS NewsHour last night, which was an interview with Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. So I thought it would be fun to do some featuring of wonderful harmonies and collaborative projects. So thank you for indulging me. And it is 12:27. Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday between 11 and 1. And you know what we do. We play music by women across all musical genres. And if you have a request, you can give me a buzz at 855-915-WMFO. I'm so happy because my headphones are working now. So thank you to the multiple people who called or texted to let me know. So that was really wonderful of you. And now I can hear it for myself. So hooray.
A ride with me. Shine. Thank you.
or tell some kind of truth, to be wild again and hungry and trust you kissing in the car again, where we could just be kissing in the car. For true north, as you lie on your back, well, you can take your lovely sermon, preach it far away, and keep your hands to yourself when you pray. Kissing in the car again.
Very new somewhere.
could reach the realm by standing and begin.
Yeah.
started out that set of music with Phoebe Snow. That was Autobiography, Shine, Shine, Shine from 1976's Looks Like Snow. The story gave us So Much Mine. And then we kind of riffed on the story and played a couple of cuts by the members of the story. Jonathan Brook gave us Just One Word. That was actually recorded here in Boston. Jennifer Kimball, Kissing in the Car. And then Jennifer Kimball was backing up Patty Larkin on Coming Up for Air. And we just heard Julia Fordham, Hope, Prayer, and Time. Well, I don't know what you're doing 2 weeks from today, but 2 weeks from today, on September 17th, I will be riding my bike 126 miles from Boston to Provincetown to support Harbor to the Bay. Harbor to the Bay is a one-day bike ride from Boston to P-Town, and launched in 2003, Harbor to the Bay has raised over $4 million for four local HIV/AIDS organizations. The mission is to donate 100% of rider-received pledges to the beneficiaries, to increase awareness in our communities, to help prevent HIV infection, and to care for those already impacted by HIV/AIDS, to improve community awareness of HIV/AIDS care and services, and to support those organizations that advance the quality and accessibility of HIV and AIDS care. The beneficiary organizations are Fenway Health Center, AIDS Support Group of Cape Cod, Community Research Initiative, and AIDS Action Committee of Massachusetts. 100% of all rider-received pledges goes directly to the beneficiaries. If you want to learn more about this or make a donation, you can visit www.harbortothebay.org. I want to let everybody know that Brian Young is in the house, and that means Crash Course for the Ravers coming up at 1 o'clock. On WMFO, we got a great afternoon of music. Ryan, you have any guests today?
Tsunami of Sound will be stopping in.
All right.
With a new CD.
Excellent.
And Martha Bourne, I think you'd like her. She might stop by with something new.
Cool. So that's wonderful. Yeah, Brian always has
Tsunami of Sound.
He always has fabulous local artists. So today, definitely Tsunami of Sound is going to show up. And but you're going to hear great music all afternoon again on WMFO in Medford. I've got time for one more song. So let's hear a little Anna Gasteyer, shall we? And this is A Proper Cup of Coffee. I'm not in again until the first Saturday in October, but thanks for listening. It's been real, and peace out.
A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem, High Street, Persia.
Persia.
He took one sip of his coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, Kersia.
Kersia.
Oh, Kersia, Kersia, Kersia.
Dang.
It's the awfulest coffee in Persia. Oh, what I want is a proper cup of coffee made from a proper copper coffee pot. I might be off my dot, but I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots.
And tin coffee pots, they're no good to me.
If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll throw you in the sea.
In old Baghdad, in old Baghdad, in old Baghdad,
in old Baghdad, in old Baghdad, very often I have had cups of coffee by the dozen.
12.
And you all should make my coffee just as good and without this blasted cussing.
Right.
Oh, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya. It's the awfulest coffee in Persia. Oh, what I want is a proper cup of coffee made from a proper copper coffee pot. I might be off my dot, but I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. I'm coffee pots.
And tin coffee pots, they're no good to me.
If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
feel.